In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again because I think it's the best way to understand the gospel. Imagine going down to R.C. Willie and picking out a very nice lamp with a Tiffany shade, and then buying the brightest light bulb that you possibly can. We're not talking about the stupid purely two ones. We're talking about a good LED light. Puts out a lot of lumens. Then on the way home, you stop at Lowe's and you buy a 55-gallon trash can. You go home, you put the light bulb in the light, you adjust the shade, you turn it on, and then you take your 55-gallon trash can and you put it over the light. It's a really good way to get sent to Provo, because it is crazy. No one does that. Why? Why does no one do that? Because as our Lord points out, no one who lights a lamp conceals it with a vessel. Why? Because the whole purpose of lighting a lamp is so that you can have light, so that the light can shine out and you can see things. Now, you don't put it under the bed either, because especially back then, because you know those were flame lamps, and it was a great way to set your bed on fire. So don't do that either. We are the lamp. God has lit us with the fire of faith. You know, when you were baptized, your godparents were given a candle, and you were told to keep this light, or they were told, you were told through them, to keep this light shining brightly. That's the whole purpose of our faith. Like, as I've mentioned a lot recently, you know, God's grace is not meant to be kept inside us. It's meant to flow through us into the world. And that is so true about faith. A faith which is kept to yourself, which no one can see, no one can discern, is a useless thing. The faith should shine through us. So even if we never say a religious word, which is a stupid thing, but that's a second issue. But even if we never said a religious word, people would be able to discern our faith from how we live our lives. So remember why God gave you that faith, so that it could show through you into the world. There's no such thing as a private religion. A private religion is probably one of the most useless things you could conceive of. It's like a lamp underneath a bushel basket. Now our Lord goes on to say, there is nothing hidden that will not become visible, nothing secret that will not be known and come to light. So remember, you know, God knows. And on the last day, everything will be made known. Which is a really scary thing and a really a good thing. So work on making it so that, you know, when it's made known, you'll be proud of what is shown, not do the facepalm thing. And then our Lord says something a little odd. To anyone who has, more will be given. And for the one who has not, even what he seems to have will be taken away. That doesn't seem very fair, does it? But that's how it works. We are given faith, and if we have that faith, if we haven't pushed it away, we will be given more. You want more faith? Ask for it. Open yourself to it. But if you hold the faith away, keep it at arm's length, it may seem that you have faith, but you'll have nothing at all, and eventually that house will come tumbling down. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.